The United States is offering financial rewards to any Iraqi who can offer firm evidence that Saddam Hussein's government had chemical or biological weapons. Despite this offer and the continuing search by U.S. troops for weapons of mass destruction, no conclusive proof has surfaced. President Bush's charge that Iraq possessed these weapons and might turn them over to terrorists was a major justification for the war. Amy Smithson is director of the Chemical and Biological Weapons Nonproliferation Project at the Henry L. Stimson Center, a think tank focusing on national and international security. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Is it just a matter of time before the United States finds these weapons?
I believe that's the case. I've spent too much time in the company of United Nations Special Commission inspectors to think otherwise. The Iraqis, the Saddam Hussein regime certainly went to extensive lengths to hide things from these inspectors before. They dumped things in the Tigris River and have certainly buried a lot of items. It's going to take time to find this stuff, though.
U.S. military was very concerned that Iraq would use chemical weapons during the war, but that never happened. If Iraq had those weapons, why didn't it use them?
Well, there are a number of reasons. One, because the U.S. Or coalition advance occurred so quickly, they may not have been able to react as fast as they wanted to, would be certainly one of those reasons. But there was sufficient quantities of defensive gear already found to, I think, let the world know that they were certainly prepared to use chemical weapons. I can't believe that they would think coalition forces would come into the theater armed with chemical weapons to use against Iraqi forces. So what other explanation would there be for that amount of defensive gear to be present?
Maybe some other opponent.
Well, the number of opponents going into this war was pretty well known before hostilities broke out. So the United States and Great Britain were the main combatants against Iraqi forces. I think they would have to understand that both of those countries were members of the Chemical Weapons Convention and have forsworn the use of chemical weapons.
Some other nations have urged the U.S. to allow the U.N. weapons inspectors back into Iraq to help with the search, but the Bush administration has resisted. Would anything be gained by letting the U.N. inspectors return?
There is so much to be gained by letting United Nations inspectors return. First of all, these are the people that have spent years trying to dig these programs up and made a great deal of progress along the way. And they will not only be of technical assistance to the efforts, they will also bear witness to them. A large number of countries around the world do not believe this war should have been initiated in the first place and may look with suspicion upon evidence that coalition forces turn up in these various sites. And I think that inspectors from the United Nations could allay fears that evidence might be planted. Furthermore, when these scientists begin to come forward, who better to talk with them than the people that already have had discussions with them? The United Nations inspectors, especially those from the UNSCOM days, will know when these these scientists might be telling the truth versus veering off course.
So there would be political consequences if the weapons are not found.
Indeed, I think there could be political consequences if the weapons are not found. The U.S. government has been quite public about its assertions that other countries have chemical and biological weapons, not just Syria, but North Korea and Iran. If the goods aren't found here, this entire axis of evil assertion may begin to unravel.
How are the U.S. troops looking for these weapons?
Well, they're using a number of different guidelines. The frontline troops, so when they find certain items, use detectors. But these handheld detectors, their purpose is to tell the troops to use gas masks and other protective gear, and much more definitive tests are needed. That's why it takes some time to sort this out.
So there might be a better way?
Well, it's a painstaking process, and I'm afraid we're all going to have to be a little bit patient here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amy Smithson is director of the Chemical and Biological Weapons Nonproliferation Project at the Henry L. Stimson Center here in Washington.